They come from the depths of central Queensland, Australia.
It's a crocodile!
No.
It's Banksy and Pinky.
We got the Central Queensland CFM morning crew. Banksy and Pinky.
Good morning and happy Wednesday to you, Pinky. How's things?
It is a happy Wednesday. I have my other half back.
Yes.
I am complete.
Oh,
don't vomit.
First thing up, I've got my daughter back from Canberra. So.
Yeah, we're all done.
Yeah, and her reception to us was about as cold as Canberra as well.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, like, she's such a teen.
Hey, and then off to play with friends who you've been with for the last 5 to 6 days.
Wow.
It's all right. Mum and Dad will just stand over here and patiently wait in the corner.
Oh, it's tough being Mum and Dad.
To pre-teens, yes, definitely.
Well, I did that really fun thing of heading out to the airport at 9:30, normally asleep by 8 o'clock,
yes.
Got to bed around midnight.
Hello.
So it's going to be an interesting morning.
Pep in her step this morning. AJ and Lee on the streets, we'll catch up with them later this morning. Give you the chance to get into the NRL Grand Final ticket draw. The footy final fever has hit CQ.
Plus, more details coming up on the Esky of Dad jokes for Father's Day.
Esky of Dad jokes. I love this.
Who thought this up? Jeez.
Yeah, I wonder.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Right now, though, it's time for CFM's Esky of Dad jokes.
Yeah, I love this.
Wilson.
What? Look, it's...
What was that show again?
It was Tool Time.
Yeah, Tool Time.
Tool Time, but Tim Taylor.
Yeah, Tim Taylor was pretty
The show was Home Improvement, yeah. But yes, yeah. speaking of which, improving the home, I think, can be done with a good series of dad jokes. I think that's always going to help the household.
Acting like a tool.
Tool Time.
What you can win, dads, for yourself or for your dad or... Well, whoever, maybe your neighbour Wilson. You could win an Esky, a voucher to spend on new clobber or whatever you like, maybe some scented candles if you like that way inclined. At Stocklands, $50, $50 Dan Murphy's voucher, and $50 voucher for the movies.
That's great.
Voucher Central. Dads love that.
Just for dad joking it up this morning.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Oh, I love this.
And we got this humbled, inspirational competition idea from the dearest father at CFM, Banksy.
Yeah, I got plenty of them for you.
Oh, dear.
But we want to take your dad jokes right now.
Yeah.
On 13, 27, 10, or any time throughout the morning.
Yeah, anytime.
Yeah, and we'll pop these dad jokes into the Esky of dad jokes that you can take home on Friday.
Well, yeah, then we'll just throw all your names in the Esky.
Yeah.
Pull one winner out on Friday.
But it's got to be a solid dad joke, though, that comes with it.
Oh, look, do you have a criteria now that you are going to put a criteria on the dad jokes?
Uh-huh.
Solid.
I certainly am.
Mate, owe me some solid ones, I tell you.
There has to be some sort of level about
okay,
it.
All right.
Like, for instance, a man who took an airline to court after they misplaced his luggage. Turns out he lost his case.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Look, if a Budum Ching would fit really, really tidy behind your joke, it's worthy of the Esky of dad jokes.
You know, I need to think things through more when we have these meetings. I don't know why I said yes to this. I'm barely coping as it is.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
And the Esky of dad jokes requires some from you. This is a brilliant thing that I came up with and everyone else strangely went with it. I can't
yes,
believe it.
I need to learn to stop saying yes. Embrace no. What you can win is an Esky, a voucher to spend on, I don't know, updating your stubbies over at Stocklands.
Oh,
a Dan
on.
Murphy's voucher worth $50 and a movies voucher for $50 as well.
Yeah.
Cool prize.
They're waiting in the Esky. Thing is, we have to fill up the Esky to get these things to come out for you with dad jokes.
Their families are never going to forgive us. You do realise this.
Oh, you know what? If it's good for my family, it's good for every other family at CQ. So, yes, you can call on the magic number that is for the Esky of Dad Jokes.
13 27 10.
Michael, the Esky of Dad Jokes requires one. Let's go.
What do you call a blind dinosaur?
What?
A do-you-think-you-saurus.
Yes. Oh, I love this joke.
Do you think he saw us? I was thinking Dino. But or it doesn't matter what you call him, he won't come to you, and things like that. But that's much better. I like that.
You're in the draw, Michael. Solid.
Thank you very much.
And Andrew, we need another dad joke to put into the esky. What do you got?
What's green and looks like a bucket?
A green bucket?
Yep. What's red and looks like a bucket?
A red bucket.
A green bucket in disguise.
A green bucket in disguise.
Wow. Is this your go-to joke, Andrew?
It's
a good one.
My lame go-to joke. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, everyone's got one lame joke that they lean on. Mine is two peanuts were walking down the road. One was assaulted.
Oh, dear.
I love it. That's going in the esky of dad jokes, Andrew.
Thanks, guys.
Schmick-mick, what's your dad joke?
You know where your poon is.
Yeah.
Where's your poon, Mick?
It's next to your knife, your fork, and your pork.
Oh, that's the worst ever, but you're going in the draw.
And that's why you're in the draw, because it's a dad joke. Michael, what's your dad joke, champion?
Good morning. Yes, I've just been shopping with this great new store in town. It's called Moderation. They've got everything in there.
Oh.
I like that one.
It took a little bit of thought, and that doesn't usually happen with me. Yeah, that's going in the esky of dad jokes.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ. The CFM Mayoral Whip Around.
Mayor of Gladstone, Matt Burnett. How are you this morning, bud?
Going well. Good morning, and good morning, Central Queensland.
Yes, it's all on, mate. We've got the farmers' markets coming up September 11. This is a great thing for Central Queensland. We're going once again for the farmers' market.
They are, Mount Larkham. So, yeah, look, they were very well received last time by the community and the wider community. Of course, we had people coming from Rocky up. September 11, get in there and have them checking them out.
School holidays are just weeks away. What activities can we book the kids into?
Yeah, so our youth team, including our youth council, have organised sort of like a mini sun test, which is what we do at Christmas time. And there's all different activities, like coaching clinics and things like that. But there's also horse riding, there's modelling, there's art, there's crafts, there's all sorts of different stuff. So, you know, I think the parents are looking for something for the kids to do. Most of the activities are free, and some of them are just a small charge, probably just a couple of dollars just to help cover the cost. But basically, yeah, look, jump on our website, have a look at the activities, and get the kids involved in something on the school order, gladstone.qld.gov.au, and then / probably something to do with events. But if you jump on the main website, they'll be able to track it down from there.
And Mayor of Livingston, Bill Ludwig, the roadworks are happening for the car park that's going up there in the coast.
Yeah, so a little bit of disruption at Queen and Barry. We're just sort of saying to everybody, be as patient as you can.
Yep.
It's going to be all good when it's finished. And that's going to set up the car park. And, of course, the other big thing this week is the CQ Rock meeting out at that's a regional organisation of councils from our region, Gladstone and Central Highlands and us and Banana. And
what are you meeting to discuss?
We're meeting to discuss how we're going to work together to make great things happen in the region. So our group of councils and we're coming up with those things that it's smart to do together. So
nice. Bit of a council love fest, if you will.
No, it's called teamwork. Together, everybody achieves.
Smile
more.
On your brother,
hug
everybody.
It out.
Get together.
Hug it
Try
out.
Try to love one another right now. Okay, Bill Ludwig, I'll let you go.
I think I've just scrubbed you from the Australia Day song.
Good job, Bill. Guys.
And Mayor of Rockhampton, Margaret Strelo, how are you this morning?
Oh, am I going to be honest?
Yeah, yes, please.
Horrible flu like everybody else.
Oh, you got a
bad
flu.
Luck.
Well, it's a good thing we've got robots in our libraries to take care of that. They'd never get sick, those robots.
Quite extraordinary, the number of activities our libraries offer generally, but adding robotics and
Brilliant.
A lot of the things around science and maths for kids, really important stuff. So, yep, step in the right direction.
I love it.
Tell us about the new mountain bike trial that has opened up.
The guys from the local mountain bike club have worked their butts off, and they probably shouldn't say that. They had lodged applications, raised money, got money for mountain bike trails, and took us up to open one on the weekend, and I am very impressed. This is a fabulous sport, growing, as most people would already know.
Absolutely.
It turns out Mount Archer and up around First Turkey there, the soil type is just beautiful for constructing and preserving these trails. So They've lodged an application, and Brittany, I hope you're listening. we're hoping for some extra money now from the state government that will then, Brittany was up there too, and hoping to double the number of trails up there. So
yeah.
Lots of young people, really healthy stuff. Some not so young people. I saw Kent Murray from Wynn TV up there.
Cameraman Kent, he goes, all right.
That's great stuff.
It'll be brilliant. Plus, doing deals with China. On the works, Margaret, go take some Lemsips and rest for the day. You know what? You can take a sickie today. We'll accept that.
Oh, thank you. I don't think I can, but thank you.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Apologies in advance. I should learn to say no more when we have meetings.
No, it's a good, solid idea.
The Esky of Dad Jokes. You could win an Esky with vouchers to spend at Stocklands, Dan Murphy's and at the movies to win for yourself or for Dad for this Sunday. All you need to do is to enter is give us a call on 13 27 10 with a dad joke.
Alan, what's your dad joke?
Why does Snoop Dogg need an umbrella?
Why?
For drizzle.
Bo Dizzle.
My nizzle. That's...
my nephew told me that one the other day and I thought it was brilliant.
And you remembered it. Yeah. See, I don't remember these jokes.
Once you understood it, it was really funny.
Exactly. Like I said, more of a modern dad joke, I think.
Yeah, a modern day dad joke. Well, that's going in the esky of dad jokes, mate.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Linda, dad joke for us.
Okay. Why do bears have hairy coats?
Why do bears have hairy coats?
For protection.
When you crack yourself up at the joke, you know it's a dad joke.
I like it.
I know.
You're in the draw to win the Esky of dad jokes. Good luck, Linda.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Terry, you got a dad joke? Let's hear it, bud.
Have you met my friend Annette?
No, I have not met your friend Annette.
Yeah, she's married to the fisherman.
Oh.
Oh, wow, Terry, you are so in the draw for that one.
That's bad enough to get in.
That's a shocker.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Jokes are coming through on Facebook as well.
Oh,
not
no.
Just over the phone.
And they're not coming out of my face. It's just...
Yes,
it's
just
so hard to me to hold on to.
You're getting a break.
Okay.
Linda sent one through.
Yep.
What did the ocean say to the shore?
Nah, got nothing.
Nothing. It just waved.
Oh, yeah, see?
That one's all right,
that's
hey?
So bad, it's good.
And then I'm just, where's this other one? This one's from James.
Okay.
This salesman tried to sell me a coffin. I said, thanks, but that's the last thing I'll buy. you
see?
Guys are in the draw? Yes.
Oh, this is so hard for me to hold on to. I've got a stack load of good dad jokes, but it's up to
you. Got good ones?
Yeah.
Well, this is just...
It's
what?
A surprise, I know.
Wow, about time you brought them out, mate.
And look, thank you to Casey who called through. We can't put that to air, buddy. Seriously, like some jokes, it's got to be, you know what I'm saying. We've got to be able to
you
put these to air.
You can go in the
air.
Draw, though.
Yes, we'll hold on to that one. Callum, what's your dad joke?
What do you call a sleeping bulldog?
A sleeping bulldog?
A bulldozer.
Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a cute one too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like it. That's in the Esky of Dad Jokes.
Well, thank you.
And yes, I was waiting for this one to come along. Tam, how are you?
All right, thank you. How are you?
Good. You've got a whole bag full of dad jokes, haven't you, Tam?
Yeah, well, yeah, right. Some of them are pretty bad.
All right. What one has floated to the top this morning?
Okay, you got to think about this.
All right.
How do you take milk from a pregnant cat?
Don't know.
No, I don't know how you take milk from a pregnant cat.
You shift the saucer.
Oh, Tam, you're up there. You should probably win. It's that bad.
That's going in the Esky.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
You know, I love all of this extraterrestrial search kind of stuff. I'm a big sci-fi buff.
E.T.
Yeah?
Stranger Things. Love it.
Star Trek.
Tell me more.
Stargate.
Tell me more. Tell
Star
me more.
Wars.
That was Grease Lightning.
Yeah. Highly unusual radioactivity appears to be emanating from a star.
CFM.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Highly unusual radioactivity comes out of your speakers on a daily basis, CQ.
Yes.
But we're talking about the more outer reaches of the universe.
Okay, okay.
You know, it was detected by Russian astronomers about 15 months ago. You're saying, hang on, 15 months ago, why haven't I heard about this?
Where's the notification?
Well, apparently the Russian astronomers declined to tell anyone about their little discovery.
Why?
15 months ago. Oh, because they're Russians.
Keeping it all to themselves.
It's the space race is continuing on. Don't listen to these people who say it's over. It's still happening.
Yeah.
The researchers delivered a seminar about sort of what they found. It started to slowly trickle out into the scientific community.
Yeah.
And now this week, because of all of this information that's coming out, look, what happened is they found these spikes, not physical spikes, but radio spikes from a certain star. Look, I could go through it. It's the RATAN 600 telescope they used, and they found it at these coordinates in the cosmos, okay?
Yeah.
So now scientists from SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute, will begin investigating these mysterious signals. They're going to turn their telescopes to the same place in the cosmos where this signal is coming from, hoping to find extraterrestrial life. Because their telescopes at this point have been directed at Canberra, and there's absolutely no sign of intelligent life there.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Everyone here at work thought it would be a good idea for me to come up with the Father's Day promotion, the Esky of Dad Jokes.
It's a good thing our listeners are actually funny, though. This is why I don't really regret saying, because
it's not dad jokes coming from me.
Exactly.
A $50 Stockland voucher, $50 from Dan Murphy's, and $50 movie voucher in an unbelievable Esky, and all you have to do is tell us a dad joke to get yourself into the draw. We'll pull out a winner, and you get to keep it all, the Esky included.
Can I enter, please?
Do you have a dad joke, Pinky?
I do.
I'm very interested in hearing
this. Thanks to Dr. Google.
Okay, great.
Here we go.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain puns to kleptomaniacs. They always take things. Literally.
Yes.
Am I in?
Yes, you're in. If you could win, you would be in.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
I thought what a great idea it would be to find dad jokes from Central Queenslanders and put them in an Esky and then give that Esky to the best one.
Like real dad jokes, not Banksy's usual order.
I have been holding off on. I just want to
struggling. Just get one out there.
You let me get one out?
Yeah, just go.
Okay. Hey, Pinky, gave away all my dead batteries today. Free of charge.
Oh.
Yes.
In the draw. If you want to go in the draw to win an Esky, a Stocklands voucher, Dan Murphy's voucher, and movies voucher, give us a call with your best dad joke on 13 27 10.
Or you can hit us up on our Facebook page. A few coming through there as well. It's happening all until Friday.
Yeah, we'll announce the winner Friday morning.
And you get the Esky. And we might have to do some sort of sacrificial burning of dad jokes in that Esky so they get locked away.
This.
And then never to be heard again.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Dave O'Neill, he has been featured on some great movies. You remember The Nugget?
Yes.
Great. And he
classic.
Had a hand in writing that one as well. You've seen him on Spicks and Specks. Have you been paying attention? And some great comedy shows all around Australia. What a funny man.
Yeah, we need to talk to him about his new book. Good morning, Dave O'Neill. How are you?
Yes, fantastic. Great. All the kids are at school, so, it's good.
Yeah, even better.
Yeah, I know.
What does a comedian do in his daytime while the kids are all at school?
Good question. Have a nap. Have a nap sometimes. occasionally I do a gig. Oh, I get on it. I fill up my day. I'm like my wife doesn't work either. We're like a retired couple, so I go down the street, I do some shopping. All the shopkeepers are my best friends now, so I hang out with them.
Buying cardigans and smoothies, all that.
Yeah. Play cards with them in cafes and stuff.
And as it turns out, you were quite productive because you've penned a new book, Summer of 82.
Yeah.
That thing
That's
that you
right.
did. Yeah.
Well, I actually wrote that in front of the TV, let's be honest. I would watch TV and write it.
What were you watching?
I watch anything. So not so much reality, more drama and comedy.
It wasn't that engaging if you had time to write a book while you were doing it.
Occasionally I would hit pause when I had to concentrate on the book.
This book's all about the time you graduated from Hogwarts. I mean, grade 12. Yeah. You're not J.K. Rowling. And you were waiting to hear if you got into university.
Well, in 1982, there was a 10-week waiting period. Right. So I don't know what they were doing. But anyway, and so it was a time of limbo, a time of, you know, indecision, and we were just waiting. So, yeah, it's about that 10-week period.
Just 10 weeks. And I guess a lot happened in that time.
Yeah, a lot did happen. That's right. As the publisher said, I hope a lot of things happened in that 10 weeks. I said, don't worry, I'll make it up. It didn't.
I could pick another 10 weeks from my history, but this one's probably better.
This one's good. So it's about those 10 weeks. But, yeah, look, I got a job. I got sacked. I got another job. I went on the dole. I got arrested for making bombs, and I fell in love not once but twice. So
all in 10 weeks.
Yeah, it was a roller coaster ride.
Struth.
Now, it was a very different time to, say, kids leaving school in 2016.
Yes.
Do you think kids are missing out on stuff that you had back in the 80s?
No, we were missing out of stuff.
Oh,
in the 80s.
It's the other way around, yeah.
Just imagine, like, these days, everyone's got a computer, everyone's got a phone.
Yeah.
We had four teenage boys in my house, myself and my three brothers, not just randoms, and we had just one landline between six adults, basically.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of fighting for the phone. So that's changed, I reckon.
You couldn't have that personal conversation with the girl you liked either because everyone's in the kitchen listening.
Yes, exactly. My brother worked for Telecom and he put an extension.
Yeah.
You go to mum and dad's bedroom to make your more personal phone calls. Then you hear your brother pick up the phone, you're just clicking. He's breathing and then you go, Mom, Mark's on the phone, he's listening in.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Got comedian Dave O'Neill on the phone. He's been telling us about his new book, Summer of 82, awesome. And we have a copy to give away, so stick around for your chance to win.
We actually were looking around the internet and your name popped up under...
I know.
Dangerous when you Google search Dave O'Neill.
And hot stuff. Yeah.
But something that I think is really great is Dadvice. It's going to be Father's Day this Sunday. Can you fill us in on what Dadvice is all about, Dave?
Well, yeah, it's just an initiative from Beyond Blue. They found that dads don't talk to each other much, so they're trying to do it on the internet. They got a group of dads, and they gave them their own cameras and stuff.
Oh, dear.
And then they got them together to talk about their... They're all new dads, so they've all got babies.
Yep.
Right.
And then we did a comedy night for them, which they filmed. So I got up as the experienced dad and told them the whereabouts of being a father. Mums have mother's group, and I went to mother's group, and I was told not to come anymore because the women couldn't talk about the intimate problems with me hanging around.
That's serious, and it works in vice versa as well with dads, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's true. Then there was a dad's group near my area, but all that would happen would involve alcohol, and people were just, And they also had a dad's group where the kids weren't invited, so you just go out at night to the pub.
So
you mean go to football and stuff,
So poker with the boys, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So do you think you would have liked a network like this when you first became a dad?
No, it would have been good, actually.
Yeah.
It definitely would have been good. 13 years ago, with my first kid, you go out in the park and there weren't that many dads around.
Now, they're all at work, mate.
They're all at work. Someone's got to earn a living. It's changed now, though. It's changing because you see there's more dads at school pickup.
Yeah.
I've noticed. And so that's what you can see on the web. There's bits of the guy sitting there talking to Ben Lomas, who's another comic and a dad. He's a host. And there's me and Lawrence Mooney and Ben doing stand-up for him. Sammy J doing songs. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, lots of your comedy is based around being a dad and having kids. How are you going with the mums at school pickup these days?
Pretty good. Well, they all know me, basically. And if not... It was hilarious on the first day this year. So you get a whole group of new parents, and this woman goes to my wife, "Oh my God, I can't believe Dave O'Neill's kids go to this school. I can't believe." She goes, "Yeah, that's my partner.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to on Father's Day this weekend?
Oh, yeah, good one. Sleeping in. My son, my oldest son said, "I know what Dad would like. He'd like to spend the whole day watching telly." I went, "Yeah, you're right. That's what I want." And he potato chips.
I think that's what we all really want. Just lettuce on the couch and
exactly.
It all looks good.
Kev, my dad, he always goes, it's just rubbish, the commercial venture.
Yes.
You could have sent a card, though, but anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to love that one. We're anti it, but you should still have acknowledged it.
Exactly. So we'll go and see Kev. I'll find him another book about the war. He always likes war books. In fact, 1 year I got him the same book 2 years in a row.
No.
Make sure... I don't do that again.
I'd do that, yeah.
Or it becomes tradition.
It's a tradition. It's a thing. Catch up with my dad and should be good.
Yeah, should nice. Well, hopefully you'll be able to grit your teeth through the breakfast in bed options that you may or may not be getting.
Yeah, no thanks, yeah.
Yeah, again, just couch. It's all we require as fathers. Dave O'Neill, find out more on Dadvice by searching on the Google search Dadvice.
Yeah, and Beyond Blue is sharing it on Facebook. And, of course, look out for a copy of Summer of 82.
Thanks, Dave O'Neill.
Thank you, guys.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Possibly my greatest idea for a promotion ever.
This is hilarious.
This is the part where you agree with me, Pinky.
Yeah. Okay, I'm speechless. But hey, look, it releases feel-good feelings, this laughing we're doing.
That's right. You tell us a dad joke.
We
put that dad joke in the esky of dad jokes for $50 Stockland voucher, a $50 Dan Murphy voucher, and a $50 movie voucher. So let's take some more dad jokes right now.
Yeah, taking one from Corey.
Hey, so my daughter comes home from school the other day, she's 7 years old, and she goes, Dad, I know why Grandma and Grandpa named you Corey. Oh, what is that, my darling? Because they didn't know how to spell... Bleh.
They didn't know how to spell what?
Bleh.
I wasn't sure. I thought maybe I missed the joke, but I did it. Well done, thank you.
Chris, what's your dad joke to go in the esky?
What do you call a Mexican woman with one tooth?
I don't know.
Juanita.
Yes.
Juanita.
I've heard this one. You're in the draw, Chris. Good luck.
Thank you.
John, what about you? What's your dad joke?
Well, it's what did one Kiwi statue say to the other Kiwi statue?
Statue, bro?
That's it. You got it.
I'm sorry. I ruined your joke. I couldn't help it.
You should have just zipped it, buddy.
You know what? Put him in the draw. He's going in the draw. I couldn't help it. I'm so sorry,
good
John.
Good luck, John.
All good. Thanks, guys.
That was the Banksy and Pinky podcast. Check them out at cfm.com.au. Or don't. No pressure.